Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot to talk about here today on the show, TNA. As noted in the daily update a couple of days ago, the situation with TNA continues to get worse. And based on everything that's going on, court cases, lawsuits, etc., I would bet that over the next week, things are only going to get worse. Worser? More worse? It's getting bad. This could be the end. After all these years, I've had many people asking me about this, and they say, Brian, it doesn't seem like a big story because they've been in trouble so many times, and they always manage to crawl their way out. You're right. That is true. That is a factual statement. But it is looking as if the storm clouds are gathering and they're moving in. And this time there may be no way out. We'll talk about that on the show here today. As well as the Royal Rumble, Lucha Underground, which is going to be touring. Believe it or not, Lucha Underground apparently is going on tour next week. We're just now officially hearing about it. Although Dave Meltzer did write about it in The Observer a week or two ago, but the official announcement just now coming out, which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it. They're starting some touring, and we get a week's notice. And Conor McGregor and the Nevada State Athletic Commission, everybody's been talking about the $150,000 that he was fined for throwing a water bottle. It has now come out that the Nevada State Athletic Commission claims, no. He was only fined $75,000. We'll talk about that, take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Who's out with the family? He's on the phone here today. Find out if it's better or worse than when Vinny's on the phone, which is traditionally a disaster. What's going on, Mike?
Well, how does everything sound right about now? Does it sound clear? Does it sound good?
You sound like Mike Sempervivi on the phone.
Well, okay. Well, that's as good as I can get it. Yes, I'm out here with the people, literally my people, because, well, Grandma wanted to see the boy. And since the boy is only 8 years old and can't drive himself to Grandma's house, sometimes you have to take the bullet. So unfortunately the sound quality goes down, but I have a happy grandma right now, which is really all that matters.
If you want to contact us here today, the phone numbers, in an effort to simplify this program, because life is all about simplicity, we now only have one phone number. I got rid of the studio line. Call toll free 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. That will patch to all of the lines. One number for all of the lines. It's like Lord of the Rings. And the text message line, 425-780-7566. We'll take some phone calls later on here today. Be ready, because when you call, there's not going to be a screener. You're not even going to be on hold, because Mike is on the phone right now. So it'll ring and ring, and then you will be on the air when we take calls. This from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, however. Situation with TNA continues to get worse. We had an update last night covering the lawsuit filed by Billy Corgan, as well as more on who the dots are connecting as far as who paid for the most recent Bound for Glory and TV tapings, and what the status of the company is in, some notes on what was believed to be in the sealed lawsuit, and even how, for a period of time yesterday, it was possible the TV show wouldn't have even aired and why. A correction, however, MCC Acquisitions Corporation was listed as being owed money as of September 30th. Keep in mind that September 29th was when the money came in to allow them to tape. MCC shares the same physical address as Anthem Sports and Entertainment, which is the parent company of the Fight Network. On last night's show, we said it was Anthem Sports that was just owed more money based on filings. They are owed money as well. David Bixenspan and Chris Zellner have a story. The total debt owed by TNA to Aerolux, Anthem, and MCC is listed at $3.4 million. TNA has already sold some of its tape library to Anthem. Latest is a story by David Bixenspan, who found out that the Davidson County Register of Deeds in the state of Tennessee have issued a tax lien against TNA Entertainment. Company owes back taxes. And the state has a right to seize company property if the debt is not repaid. So the company changed their name from TNA to Impact Ventures LLC, but Tennessee law allows the government to go after successor companies, so it is a financial disaster, Dave writes. Between this, getting evicted from their offices due to being unable to pay rent several months ago, and Billy Corgan's attempt to buy the company falling apart. There is more to come in the next few days, as I noted in the opening segment. Very much looking like, after all these years, this really is going to be the end of TNA as we know it.
Yeah, and that's incredibly sad, obviously, because of the people that are working there. But when you owe $3.4 million, what can you really turn around and try to sell the company for? And with so many hands in the mix, putting in a claim for the company or pulling the company for the money that's owed, I'm not sure how you can turn around and sell this company to somebody who wouldn't literally have money to throw in a pile and just burn away. Unfortunately, it looks like it is just going to expire, and that's it. And it's unfortunate. I don't know if that actually will be a benefit to Billy Corgan, because as we've talked about on this show, as you brought up many times, is it better just to let the thing die and then pick what you can and try to rebuild? Obviously, Jeff Jarrett tried to start a wrestling company from scratch. That didn't work out too well, but he didn't also have the backing and some of the financial resources that Billy Corgan did. But, you know, we saw this in the 80s in a way with Jim Crockett Promotions, where he went in and bought Florida and he bought St. Louis and he went in and bought these territories mid-South, when the reality was he could have just let them die and picked from the scraps, but he thought he was doing the right thing going in business-wise. And it's a little bit of a different situation now, but realistically, it's pretty much the same thing. If you're going to, why would you buy TNA? It's just, it's impossible. And with the things coming out about the taxes and issues with the books and things like that, which will, I'm sure, come out more as these lawsuits continue to go on, it unfortunately looks like it will just literally perish and that's it. And somebody's going to have to try to take the scorched earth and try to replant.
Laura here says, does the $3.4 million include the unpaid tax? I don't think so. I think they owe $3.4 million and an unspecified amount of unpaid taxes to the state of Tennessee. So,
with interest, I'm sure, on top of it.
I'm sure. Now, how can you buy this company? I mean, if I'm Billy Corgan, I go to Pop TV and I say, listen, I can't buy this company. I know that you've given them this time slot for X amount of time. I will create a new company. What do you think? Can I have this time slot? I mean, you have to do something like that. This is not worth a Pop TV time slot. As a businessman, this is me saying this is a businessman, $3.4 million plus unspecified taxes owed to the state of Tennessee. You're going to pay all of that just so that you can get a time slot on Pop TV? I realize that Jeff Jarrett has been trying with Global Force and can't get a television deal, but I don't know how he's going about trying to get a television deal. I mean, Billy Corgan's Billy Corgan. I mean, maybe he can pull some strings. Maybe he can talk to some people. This is, to me, the best case scenario is that he can make a deal and then TNA, as we know it, dies and he picks up the pieces and he starts all over again fresh. Because buying it, it just seems like, especially when you consider what money is coming in. What money is coming in after you buy it? Let's say, I'm just going to throw out, this is just a totally random number. I have no idea how much TNA owes in back taxes. But let's just say that it's $2.6 million. So that way we can just say it's an even $5 million that it would cost to pay off all the debt and buy the company and everything like that. Okay, so you drop $5 million into this company, and then what? Where's the money coming from? I mean, you're not making any money on pay-per-view. You're not running shows. You've got a very small amount of money that's coming in from international television deals that apparently doesn't even come in until January. Where does this money come from? How do you make money after you've invested $5 million to buy this company? It doesn't make any sense, which is probably why Billy Corgan is in court right now. Let's go to
what culture spent, or what you call it, on their show. Can you get that much money booking out Moose and Mike Bennett and EC3 and these guys under contract?
Which, are you kidding me?
I know. And same with Billy Corgan, too. And I don't know what his connections are or anything like that, but he is a Chicago guy. You have WGN America that kind of rebranded a couple years ago. That could possibly maybe be a fresh option because it's Billy Corgan. Maybe you can go to Viacom and the MTV networks and try to look for something on one of those channels or something like that. It's such damaged goods. I mean, what are you buying? I mean, again, it's the ultimate of throwing good money after bad. And he and everybody that funded these TV shows, they've already done that. And like he said, leading into the last show, there's no more of his money that he is going to put in. you know, unless he actually were to get the company. So without him being a suitor, you look at who else is around. I mean, what businessman out there would take this and look at it and go, yeah, I really need that challenge deal, or I need that deal in India, or whatever it is. Again, there's nothing to buy. And it's unfortunate that it's going to be going this way. It's unfortunate that there's going to be so many people that are going to be out of jobs, but what else can you really do?
I want Kenny to call in today and tell me how this is somehow Jeff Jarrett's fault, that they owe $3.4 million to creditors as well as additional money to the state of Tennessee. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Stick around. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I drifted in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. But that's what they did. They call me Big Bad John.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi is joining us as always. This person here says, any power outages with your storms? Actually, there was power out in downtown Bothell, but it didn't hit me. Two storms and I never lost power. It was incredible. And actually, second storm didn't even hit. I'll talk about that tonight on After Dark Radio, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on the Dark Matter Digital Network. Links up at WrestlingObserver.com. To the phones, you are on the air. What's going on? You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan. I know you've been calling for 20 straight minutes. I hope this is a good one.
Yes, it is. It's something you'll be able to answer. It's something I saw at House of Hardcore between Kevin Thorne and Bull Dempsey last night. They broke the ring. For the next three matches, they had to do the matches without a bottom rope. How dangerous is that for the wrestlers to do a match without the bottom rope?
I want to thank you very much for the call. The bottom rope, as far as I know, there's very little danger in not having a bottom rope. Now, if you didn't have a top rope, that could be trouble, especially if you forget there's no top rope and you get whipped into it. But I don't think that there would be any... I can't think of anything that would happen negatively as a result of not having a bottom rope. I don't think it would change the way that the ring is held together. I don't think it would make any difference at all. Top rope, that's something totally different, but no issue with the bottom rope. To the phones, you are on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Jim, I knew you'd get through on this line.
Oh, man, I didn't think I would. It must be the stars must align right or something.
The stars aligned right because Jim made it on the air. What's going on?
Exactly. You was talking about TNA. Now, so you're saying that they owe like $4 million.
Yes.
And Corrigan is the only one that's likely to take it over or try to buy it.
Wait, say that one more time.
I said, is Corrigan the only one that has any interest in TNA?
I don't think Corrigan has interest in it anymore.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the deal. So I think the reason Corrigan is going to court, I mean, I don't know this for sure because everything is sealed, but it seems to me that he's going to court to get the money that he's owed. And I don't think that Billy Corrigan, the impression that I've gotten... And again, I don't know if this is true because everything is sealed. But the impression that I've gotten is Corrigan was unaware of just how bad things were. So I would presume if Corrigan was unaware, then probably Aralux was unaware. And so I don't think, honestly, I'm not sure anybody wants to buy TNA right now. I think the TNA is bound for disaster, which could be their final pay-per-view. And... the pieces will be picked up by whoever ends up picking up the pieces. I don't know if anybody has any interest in picking this up. It's a disaster right now.
It sounds just like it. He's talking about Lucha Underground. I just don't see why in the world do they want to tour. I mean, the ratings are not that good this year. I mean, and they're going to tour? I mean, that just makes no sense.
Well, it's very funny, Jim. I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm glad you made it through. Thing with Lucha Underground, and it's very strange because it's like this kind of with TNA as well, but when TNA tried to do house shows, nobody showed up. However, when you took all of the TNA stars and you had them work other independent shows, they drew great crowds. So there was something about the TNA name where people would not go to a TNA house show. Now, with Lucha Underground, we don't know if that's the case. They've run a couple of events that I believe were the sold show, where they're paid for the show, and so they're not responsible for selling tickets. They just get a fee, like an appearance fee, which may be what's happening here for these next three shows. So then it doesn't really matter what kind of attendance you pull in because you're not being paid on the gate and the attendance. But my big issue with them touring is today is October 16th, and... they are running live on October 23rd in Phoenix. That's this coming weekend. October 30th in Houston. And November 5th in San Diego. Now, at least San Diego's got 3 weeks of promotion or 2 weeks of promotion or whatever. But this show in Phoenix, I mean, how in the world do you run a show with a week's notice? How?
The only thing that I can think of is, and it's going to cost you money, is you're playing to the Latino population that's down there, where you try to bring guys in, almost like they did up there in Yakima, where do you spend the extra money, and even though they won't appear on the television program or whatever it would be, anything that you're taping, you add on a a Gio Del Santo or somebody like that to try to kind of build it up that drives interest in coming to the show, even if they won't be something that would be taped or put over on your television program. That would be the only thing that I could think of. And I mean, I know there's markets like Chicago, you know, with a solid population and things like that where you could probably get away with doing that. But yeah, I mean, even if you try to bring in big names, it's just you need the word of mouth. You need the ability to kind of build some hype. And even if you're relying on walk-up tickets, you still have to create and generate some buzz. And at least they're not going to some far-off lands or anything like that. They're going to be in places that would, at least on the surface, be somewhat beneficial to run. But yeah, I mean, this first one in Phoenix is going to be interesting because it's on such short notice that, again, it will be interesting, but it could be, again, if you're able to pull off something like this and get a little bit of local funding or local advertising or something like that where they do get some sort of help with the show or some sort of help bringing in guys, maybe you have something there. And that's where I think that the big difference is between there and TNA, where, you know, TNA kind of relied on Hulk. There were a set of guys that liked going on the road. They liked the life of going out there, and they obviously threw really, you know, they threw bad money after, you know, worse money after bad, which, you know, just hastened their disaster. But maybe, possibly, you do have something here with Lucha Underground, but it's going to be tough, especially when the buzz of the show just isn't there right now.
Here's the thing you got to think about. Ring of Honor does pretty good crowds, and they do, one of the issues is, even on Sinclair, they've got Sinclair and they've got Comet, and they probably got at least 3 to 4 times the number of viewers as Lucha Underground. But with the Ring of Honor television show, it is a television show, and so there are commercials, and so you can plug your upcoming events during those commercials. Now, with Lucha Underground, one of the problems is their first run airing on El Rey, because nobody gets El Rey. I mean, their first run viewership of late has been less than 100,000 people. And I think that, I mean, myself, for example, I have the season pass on iTunes. And I think that a lot of the fans that really love Lucha Underground, that maybe they don't get El Rey, or maybe they just love getting it on iTunes because there are no commercials and it's in 1080p HD and it looks great. It's a great little package. It's not all that expensive, but there are no commercials when you have it on iTunes. So you can't do the commercial telling people that, hey, we're coming to San Diego or San Jose or whatever on November 5th, and you can see the stars of Lucha Underground. You can't do any of that for the people that watch the show on iTunes unless you put it in the actual body of the program, which, based on the way that they do Lucha Underground, it's like a television show and not a sporting event, so they don't do that, and it would make sense. So you are running into that problem. But, I mean, there are ways to get the word out, but not in a week. I guess they must have just made this deal, and they have to be sold shows. I mean, they have to be, where they were paid a fee.
Well, and I would figure, and I guess I would try to wrap around anything that you could make money off of. You know, however you could do it. Again, you don't have that much notice to pull something like this off, but autograph signings, you know, any merch that you have, bring all of it and see what you can get rid of. I mean, obviously, you know, people are buying Pentagon Jr. masks, and he's been one of the big success stories. And I mean, I guess you just have to try to throw everything you can against the wall. But the one thing that they need, and I'm sure that they want to do this, and it just hasn't worked out, is what they have to try to do somehow, some way, is get in the good graces again of Univision or one of those other channels like in Unimas again, where you can try to get on there and try to do something, because not having that market, not being able to be seen. And yes, it was, you know, a Saturday afternoon, I believe at 5 o'clock when the replay would show on Unimas, but there were a significant number of people that watched that show. That's where you really also need to aim, and they just don't seem to be getting any traction that way, which is somewhat of a surprise to me, because it is, again, with the way that the show is based, not being, you know, as sports orientated and being mostly, comic book slash, you know, dramatic type of series. I'm just really surprised that they haven't been able to sell this thing or get it catching on anywhere else to try to get the word out other than iTunes.
Man versus woman.
And that's always going to be killer.
That's why. Dave has talked to station managers who have flat out said that's why we don't have interest in this product here. But hey, they are determined to do it, so they will deal with that fallout. Well, hold on, Mike. We got to head to a break. We'll talk about this more when we come back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Today's episode sponsored by our friends at the High Spots Wrestling Network. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com is the premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. Thousands of videos featuring PWG, CZW, WXW, $5 Wrestling, documentaries, shoot interviews, so much more. You can check out over 3,000 hours of videos at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your phone, tablet, PC, Apple TV, and Roku app. So check it out, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. And Mike, you were saying?
I, you know, trying to think about different ways where, you know, obviously they are stuck on the man-on-woman thing. And there is a significant number of people, because they've called into the show and you've seen them on our board, you know, debate. You know, they tend to be younger than us. They tend to look at pro wrestling differently than we did. They don't look at it as pure sports, or they weren't raised on it as pure sports. And they believe there could be a place for the man-on-woman stuff. And I have a problem with it. There's a big gulf there for me. But I know there's a lot of people, again, who grew up with more video games, grew up with more comic books and more fantasy, things like that, where there could be a place for it. And I probably already know the answer to this, but have you seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Okay.
What a crazy question.
I know. But there was a scene in Pulp Fiction where maybe the mentality with the show, you much like what they're doing with the Hardys in TNA, that maybe it's time, if you're Lucha Underground and you want to continue down this path, that you de-emphasize the ring almost completely. And the Pulp Fiction example that I was going to bring up was, there was a scene in Pulp Fiction where Bruce Willis's character was supposed to take a dive in a boxing match for this up-and-coming guy. And they really don't show the fight. In fact, if I remember correctly, they don't show the fight at all. You hear it on the radio taking place, and you hear Bruce Willis's character knock out this guy that he's supposed to be putting over. And then you see him jumping out of the window, jumping in, you know, into a car and getting away out of the arena, as John Travolta and the boxing manager come down a hallway to try to confront him. And maybe that's the direction that you need to take with this sort of stuff, where you're only showing maybe 4 minutes of a match in the ring, to the very end of a match. You know, they'll talk about the lead-up beforehand, they'll talk about this, they'll talk about that, but there's a less emphasis on any of that sort of stuff inside the ring. And then you're just basically going with the story. Like, you'll have your winner, your loser. You may get a couple of moves out of the deal, you know, that are spectacular. But it's more emphasis on the story and more things taking place behind the scenes, where some of the stuff, because I know it gets brought up, like, you know, in Agent Carter or movies where guys and superheroes are fighting women, where you are filming it differently, and you are basically completely taking the sports aspect out of it and taking that type of mental block that people like me have completely out of the deal, and really make it over-the-top dramatization. And, again, I don't know if that could work. I don't know if
well, let me jump in.
Really any sense, if it makes any sense, but I see what the Hardys are doing in TNA. And if you're going to have a time, now is probably the best time more than ever of, if you're going to de-emphasize the sporting aspect and the in-ring aspect and really work on the dramatics, maybe you have to go that direction if you are so dead set on having women and men in these types of storylines.
I think, first off, I got so many things to say. I think it's a terrible idea. I know that when Lucha Underground first started, if we compare the beginning of Season 1 to today, they have more non-wrestling stuff now. They have more man-on-woman stuff now. And they have significantly fewer viewers. They're losing viewers with each passing season and week as they get further and further away from what was at the beginning a really good professional wrestling product that just happened to be shot with, like, real people doing this. Not, like, wrestling people. I mean, they had a real film production company. This was a huge, high-budget deal. It was the best professional wrestling had ever looked, and it was a cult thing, and it was starting to really get over, and now it's 80,000 people watching it every week. So I don't think they need to go further in that direction. Like, the Hardys thing is working, but it's the same thing. It's a cult thing. People love the Hardys thing, and they tune in when there's a great war, or they tune in when there's a final deletion, but It's not like it's getting people to watch the TNA television show. And I don't think that if you had Final Deletion every single week for 2 hours, I think it would run its course very, very quickly. I think that you're spending so much money on wrestling talent. This is sort of, my analogy is this. WWE wants to hire good-looking fitness models and then teach them how to wrestle. as opposed to hiring wrestlers. So, I mean, sometimes this has worked out. But then we've got Eva Marie, and we've got all of these other girls that, like, man, good luck. Mandy Rose may be the one that they really hit upon. The idea of hiring, I mean, if you knew how much some of these people were making to do this Lucha Underground, the actual wrestlers, hiring all of this wrestling talent just to get rid of the wrestling and do, like, a soap opera, it's like, why don't you just hire actors? It'd be way easier and probably a lot cheaper.
I hate to say it, but with these contracts being up after the third season, I guess, I don't know if that's the direction you want to take. And look, I'm with you on it. I mean, I can't ever foresee a time. I mean, I got so much fatigue. One, the man-on-woman stuff, obviously. We've talked about that enough. But there was just a general fatigue with people going back and forth over the product and the realization that this is a skippable product for me. You know, there's too much other stuff out there. There's too much pro wrestling out there that I like that I don't know what you can do, but it's frustrating to me too, because I watch Kama Itachi in New Japan, and I watch these guys come over from CMLL to New Japan. You saw it with Kama Itachi and Dragon Lee with ROH, where you had people that were seeing them for the first time, which is amazing. You'd think about it in 2016 ROH fan, but they obviously had really no idea, many of those fans, who these guys were. Yet you put them out there, and yes, they do too much. But it's hard for me to believe that you couldn't hire, and obviously you can do this with Lucha Underground because it's CMLL, but, you know, the caveman, you know, Cavernario, and put him in there with somebody, create a little bit of a story around it, let them do their thing. That will be far more fulfilling, and I think far more for people to get their teeth into than watching Marty the Moth beat up on a girl. I don't know what you can do, and the only thing I could think to do is almost, again, just when it comes to Lucha Underground, if this is what they want to keep doing, I don't know how you can't just eliminate all the wrestling almost altogether and literally make it novella-style wrestling, even more than it already is, because unless you're going to make it about the wrestling, which they obviously don't want to do, where exactly do you go?
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Yeah, I figured you wanted me to call in, so I'm not going to blame it on Jared this time because the board kind of beat me up on it, like the way 70 Big Man beats up Auto XL. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Sanity on NXT. I didn't know if you catch that or not.
I did.
What'd you think of it?
It's the first week. There's not much to think yet. They showed up and beat some people up, kind of. I mean, Bobby Roode left, so it was just a 4-on-1 beating. I haven't seen enough to make a determination yet.
Okay, I just figured they'd be like that mid-card faction I'd always talk about. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Dude, did he ever set me up?
Some factions, doesn't he?
Did he ever set me up? Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hi. This is Paul in Barbersville, West Virginia. How are you doing, Brian?
Yes, Paul.
Okay, well, I would like to talk a little bit about the best-booked pro wrestling show on television, the new Tiger Mask anime, which, as you've noticed, the new Tiger Mask just debuted in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And having researched the show, I would like to correct you, Brian. Your site reported that the new Tiger Mask is Kota Ibushi, but it's actually someone else.
Oh, yeah?
It is. Yes, it is a gentleman by the name of Naoto. Well, first off, the show is called Tiger Mask Double. It's spelled Tiger Mask W, but it's pronounced double because there are two Tiger Masks.
Oh.
A gentleman by the name of Naoto Uzuma, he was this young lion pro wrestler at an indie show, and his mentor was beaten down and had his career injured by a masked wrestler called the Yellow Devil. It works for American promotion called the Global Wrestling Monopoly. Now, the Global Wrestling Monopoly is actually a front for a criminal organization called the Tiger's Den. So, Mr. Uzuma here, he is training under one of the original Tiger Mask's former rivals. Meanwhile, the son of that wrestler who was crippled, he joined the GWM's farm league system, and they gave him a mask gimmick, and he is the new Dark Tiger. Or as it is called in the subtitles, Tiger the Dark.
Mm.
Yes, and even though they're both trying to get their hands on the Yellow Devil, they don't know each other's identities. So we could be, they're building to a Tiger versus Tiger match. And
wow.
In fact, the opponent that Tiger Mask fought on Monday's New Japan show, they built to that match in the anime.
How about that? Now, I hear that the main heel on this cartoon is the greatest heel ever. Is that true?
Oh yes, there is a this American promotion, Global Wrestling Monopoly. It is an American promotion that has a female heel, a general manager figure named Miss X, and very very interesting. You would have an American promotion with a woman in that role, but she is a great over-the-top heel, and she wears some very lovely outfits.
Really?
Yes.
Are you one of these big anime fans?
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
now, Paul, are you an anime, have you ever seen Baki the Grappler?
That's a good classic one. I remember that. Also a big fan of that.
Tiger Mask better than that one where they fought 40 stories underneath the Tokyo Dome?
No. This one is much less grisly so far. I can tell you that much. Though in this week's training, this week's episode, we had a whole training montage for Tiger Mask's match against Red Devil Mask, or the Mask of Red Death, as he is sometimes called, and he was lifting weights on a giant hamster wheel. I'm not sure
really
what sort of advantage there is to that, but that was one of the many exercises that we saw him compete in.
Now, how can people watch this show?
Well, you can watch it in the U.S. on Crunchyroll.com. You can watch the first two episodes with ads for free right now. If you have a Crunchyroll premium subscription, you can watch all three episodes ad-free in HD right now.
I think Crunchyroll is on the Apple TV, too, if I recall correctly. I've never actually watched it, but I seem to recall seeing it. Well, thank you very much for the call. Dave was raving over the heel in the Tiger Mask cartoon. This very quickly. Executive director of the... I guess I'll get it after the break. What a tease that was. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399. an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This person says Kota Ibushi was the live-action Tiger Mask. Naoto is the name of the character's fictional identity. Bob Bennett of the NSAC, the Nevada State Athletic Commission, says that Bennett told MMA Fighting on Saturday that Conor McGregor's $150,000 fine was misinterpreted. Conor will be fined $75,000 for his role. The $150,000 number is representative of the $75,000 fine plus what Bennett and the commission chairman determined to be the value of a public service announcement McGregor must do for the commission. He was also given 50 hours of community service by the NAC. So he has only been fined $75,000, and he notes that it is representative of 2.5% of his $3 million purse, which does not include his pay-per-view share and his other bonuses. And Diaz, it appears, will be fined as well, which he should.
Yes.
As his crew of miscreants threw that first bottle. We're here every day, everybody, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. A full schedule, including the daily 5 p.m. replays, as well as the Monday morning replays, is available at sportsbyline.com. There are links to listen live at WrestlingObserver.com, right there on the right-hand side of the page. And you can always follow us at WrestlingObserver.com, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter, at Semper Vivi, at Sports Byline USA. And that is it. Want to thank Mike, as always, calling in from the fam. Sports Byline USA callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.